This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you. That was second hour. Second hour. While I'm doing this, how about you ask her if it's okay if we just go now? How about we just do that? We can do that. Okay. Anyway, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. So we're going to go with this instead? I think we're going to go with this instead. There's some things coming down the pipe, and you will understand them in about a week or so, maybe less. But right now, my next guest, she is. We're sort of intermingling with the same people, so why not bring her on? Because she is causing a ripple in the gun world. I'm joined now. It's been a while since she's been with me. Tatiana Whitlock joins me this evening. Good evening. Have we got her? Joined this evening by Tatiana Whitlock. Yes, ma'am.
How are you?
I am good. I am good.
Wonderful.
A couple of mixed wires here. Big deal. We'll just go with it. This is the drama, Tatiana, of live radio.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds like it's a field expedient thing that you have to do when you have to pivot on those kind of things. So right now let's talk about what you're doing right now. You are in Arkansas.
I'm in Arkansas. And let me tell you, it's a beautiful change from the couple feet of snow I had when I left Maine last week.
Yeah, normally you're up there in Michigan and Maine and all these fine spring-like states, but now you're down in Arkansas and you're down there with Nighthawk.
Yes. I was here for 4 days now, and we were doing a big program with Gap Marketing and Trigger Time TV to do some filming and introduce the audience who knows and loves the Nighthawk brand, but give you a behind-the-scenes peek at how things are done. It's a pretty exceptional outfit they have there, and it's quite an honor to be able to go and film and interview the gunsmiths and tour the facility. So look forward to some good material coming up from them in the next couple of months.
Now, Nighthawk is a common sponsor of mine with Trigger Time TV and everything, and for them to be down there and filming this. You have been a big Nighthawk proponent for quite some time. That was one thing I noticed about you was that you got on board that train. And as a matter of fact, you seem to be a little more resilient than their last superstar that they had, which we're not going to mention his name.
Let me just put it to you this way. It's not hard to get behind a brand that you know and love. And, you know, there's all kinds of sponsorship arrangements in this industry, and those that shall not be named, they kind of ruined it for a lot of shooters out there. But, you know, the relationship that I have with Nighthawk is one of just mutual respect and appreciation. And it's really, you know, they've been wonderfully supportive and helping me get into gear that I can use and run and introduce people to a 1911 platform that may have never touched one before. And that's been amazing. And whenever I'm asked to come out and fly the flag, I'm honored to. It really is an honor to be asked to come and represent a product and stand beside the folks that make them and get to meet them. You know, to actually get to meet the gunsmith that made your gun is a pretty fantastic thing.
Now,
they're quite an outfit, and it's again, it's a real honor.
Something like I have a Falcon right now. I think you probably knew that, but I have a Falcon right now, which I haven't had a chance to do anything with it because I'm getting ready to go. I'm getting ready to move, so I've been packing up the house and everything. What am I going to find? And I ran a 1911 for 7 years when I was in the military, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't quite like this one. What am I going to find out when I start pulling the trigger on this Nighthawk?
Brace yourself. It's like a butter. It is the most smooth shooting gun I've ever picked up. I have a Falcon, too. I absolutely love it. You know, the smaller guns are fantastic. But I do love a full-size government model. And the Falcons are, they're spectacular. They're a Nighthawk. So look, you can't get real too picky, because if it comes from Nighthawk, you're going to fall in love with it one way or the other. But I love my Falcon. I also love my T4. Do you have the fiber optic sights on yours?
No, mine are night sights. As a matter of fact, I was quite shocked because with night sights, these are really small night sights, but when it gets dark, they seem a lot larger in the dark than they do in the nighttime.
They're kind of deceptively small during the day, and at night they definitely scream at you, which is wonderful. Are you finding that you're a night sights person or a fiber person?
Well, I'm monochromatic colorblind, so for me, the night sights are okay. The only problem is that I still am looking for a little illumination. I'd rather be able to see my target than see my sight, because back in the 80s when I was in the military and we were training to fight the Soviets, who turned out to be a big bust, we would train in our masks and everything else. And the thing about night shooting that they taught us back then was to line up with the cleft of our chin, try to bring it up as, you know, not to try to seek a sight, but to try to line up the weapon with where you were looking, wherever you were looking. So with night sights for me, I'll use them if I can see the illuminated target behind it. But in a lot of ways for me, they're – now, having said that, I've got it on quite a few guns. So, I mean, you know, it's – for me, a three-dot system works about as good as a night sight. Although a night sight, if there's enough illumination out there, I do like it now. Don't get me wrong. It's sort of startling how good they are.
They do a wonderful job. I keep finding that I like a more demure sight. And if I can put a light on it, pretty much all my sights end up looking like they're all black to begin with when you throw light in front of the gun. So I'm going for a really low-profile, discreet sight in comparison to the screaming front sight dot fiber colors. And that being said, I really do love my bright orange fiber front sight on my Falcon.
Yeah, when they sent this to me, I mean, I was so overwhelmed with it that I didn't want to get out there and nitpick it. I want to meet the guy that built this one. That's got to be, because for those that don't know, with a Nighthawk pistol, if you've heard the ad, one gun, one gunsmith, that is literally true. From when somebody decides, okay, today we're going to build a Falcon. Smitty, it's on you. Smitty goes and builds that Falcon. So
they do, and they take such pride in putting their stamp on the component. You take the grips off, and you get to see the stamp of the initials of the gunsmith. That is surreal. They take such care, and they put their heart and soul into each specific gun. And, you know, the way they talk about it is it's a piece of artwork, and it means that much to them when they send it out the door.
Let's see. Let me look at it. We're coming up on the first break. Now, you guys out there listening right now, you're going to be hearing more from Tatiana. And there's a reason for that, and we'll get to that reason at a later date. But she's involved with a lot of things that we're going to be talking about tonight that I've been involved with for a while. When we get back, though, I want to talk to you about the challenges women shooters face when they come into the chain. You obviously are facing them. You have to deal with them, and we'll explain the details to it. How can they find Tatiana Whitlock?
I made it really hard. It's TatianaWhitlock.com. It's my name through and through.
We're going to be right back with my special guest tonight, Tatiana Whitlock. This is Lock and Load. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand,
outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour is Tatiana Whitlock. Tatiana, now you, I've seen the way you train, and I've seen the way you do things, and like when you're on the range, you seem to train a lot concealed with a handgun.
Yeah.
You conceal the way I conceal inside the waistband and everything. Now, for you, you know, you're an instructor, tactical instructor, self-defense instructor, brand ambassador, those kind of things. You can do that, and you have the luxury of dressing that way. All women don't have that, though, do they?
You know, it's the thing with women in concealed carry is that we're taught that it's really hard, and we're taught that it's really difficult and that there's nothing for us, when in reality, we've got more options than you guys have.
Yeah, I know.
We've got a huge variety of wardrobe selections, material choices, cut styles. We've got a million choices. You guys have a button down and jeans. You know, you've got one look. So in some ways, you have a more simplified perspective, but we've got so many options at our disposal. We are also, let's face it, we are masters of camouflage. We know how to put on makeup. We know how to dress to hide lumps and bumps we don't want you to see. So we know how to, you know, dress to bring your attention to things we want you to. So with that in mind, when I work with women for concealed carry, it's how are you dressing for the range so that you're comfortable for a somewhat athletic experience at the range? And then can you also, on day two of some of these programs, can you come to me a class dressed like you would to go to work, the way you'd carry a gun or you'd hope to be able to carry a gun comfortably so that you could go about your regular day? Because we don't all live in tack pants and Solomon and polos. You know, we dress how we dress with whatever style we have. And we wear heels and we, you know, we have jewelry and accessories and all of that stuff. And so to be able to have women come to the range and get the functional skill sets necessary to do it well, and then for them to come to the range on day two dressed like they're just going to the grocery store or to work, that's a really interesting shift because they often find after we get through them tips and tricks and life hacks of how to do it well that it's really not that hard. And the motivation for carrying isn't just to feel safe, but to be safe. And once you flip that switch, it's much easier to make small wardrobe changes, to make small stylistic changes so that the gun can be on you all the time without feeling like this weird, awkward, uncomfortable object.
When you conceal carry, are you what's the smallest gun you carry?
A Glock 43 is the smallest. I love my Nighthawk T4, which is a commander length 1911.
And I guess the Glock 43 is more of a wardrobe-centric type gun where you need to really minimize the size. But so the T4 is the one you carry the most often, then.
That's right. That's my baby. I love it. You know, and again, everybody thinks, and largely a lot of ladies think that they have to go for a smaller gun, something that's small and skinny and scrawny. They feel that they have to go for something that's going to fit, be small because they have small hands. I mean, every horrible thing you've heard, every box store trying to sell a woman a gun. It hurts. I die a little inside. But the reality is the best gun for you is the one you put the most time in and you know inside and out. So for me, the Nighthawk T4, I've got thousands of rounds to that gun. You know, a little bit of a shift and change, and something happens with it that it feels just slightly ever so different. I pick up on that, and I know that. It's like when you're driving your car every day and suddenly it develops just a small little rumble where it wasn't before. You pick up on that, but your passengers don't. But you know that machine that well. That's the gun you want. The Glock 43 I'm carrying largely because I'm finding that's a very, very popular gun across men and women coming to my classes for concealed carry. So if that's the gun that I'm seeing most of, I need to be strong with that particular pistol so that I can speak fluently to them and be able to work with them. And I'm seeing that gun everywhere. It's very popular.
Me personally for that one, I'm more of a Shield man. I like the M&P Shield. Glock came to that party late. I already had the Shield when they got there, and the smallest Glock I own is a Glock 26. But that's pretty small. Too. One thing that I've noticed when I've been working as a range at RSO, when I get pressed into that, a lot of women seem to be told that they need this the Smith 642. And I can't tell you how many ladies I've seen that their hands get like busted open by the, you know, by that pounding. And they just have to shoot 50 rounds to qualify for a CCW here. So they bust their hands open with those things because somebody has probably not a female instructor, definitely not a female salesperson at the gun shop sold it to them.
Oh, definitely not. Definitely not. You know, I will often bring a sample of my own collection. And if I see someone who's struggling with it, with their particular choice, and it's really hindering their ability to, one, enjoy the experience, because let's face it, shooting is fun. And training for concealed carry can be fun, especially when we're not all thinking about zombie apocalypse and scary things happening. And we're really just working the techniques. That is a challenge, and it is a blast. But I'll let them try a variety of my own, and ultimately what I'm finding, and this is an observation not just because I happen to love the platform, but because of the way most women's hands are made, we don't have a wide, not finger length long, but in terms of how wide our palms are. We don't have a large hand span
right in
our palms. And because of that, we also don't have really meaty hands, meaning we don't have a really pronounced muscle below our thumb. We have a more flat palm. And so when you take your hand and you cup it as though you were to grip a gun, you have a more linear oval space as opposed to a, you know, real void that would be made as you cup your hand. So I'm finding that most women's hands, just because of the structure of how we're built, fold and fill around a 1911 grip, because especially with thinner grip plates, it just is the right shape to fill the hand naturally. And so there's a lot of comfort there, and so the experience is much more positive.
Getting ready to come to the next break when we get back. I'm going to tell you how you can register to win a Nighthawk Predator 2, a Nighthawk Custom Predator 2. Tatiana is involved with that to a certain degree as well. And that's going to be given away in April, end of April, April 30th, I believe it is. And talk about that. When we get back, Tatiana, I want to talk to you about your very exciting new thing you've set up with G-Code. That's going to be very interesting to me because I've been dealing with them for about 5 years now. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour is Tatiana Whitlock of so many things, but recently you have added to your resume, you are now in a position, and explain to me what you're doing with G-Code now. Do we still have Tatiana? Can you get her back? And run to that. There's some very, well, for me, from my end of the show, it's a very exciting time for me, and Tatiana is a part of that. So you'll be hearing a lot more from her in the coming months. And at the NRA meetup, she and I and Steve Fisher and some other people will be doing some things together. So whilst we try to get her back.
Here I am. I found
okay.
Sorry about that, Bill.
Not a problem. Tell me. Now, I've been involved with G-Code has been a sponsor of mine for a long time. And when I saw that they had brought you on board, that was very interesting to me, simply because I'm interested. First of all, they're very innovative. Are you working with Jesse Lockhart? I mean, good gosh, what are you guys going to come up with?
Oh, yes, I am. I do a lot of work with Jesse, and the entire engineering staff there is pretty exceptional. I have met them on set for Trigger Time TV last season, and, you know, I've always loved and admired the product. And they invited me down to visit the facility, and I was like a kid in a candy store. You know, their production, my background, is, I don't know if you know this, is in plastics manufacturing and industrial design. So okay. To walk into a manufacturing facility that's all plastic and molding machines and presses and, oh, my gosh, I nerded out pretty hard. And by the time the trip was over, they had brought me on board as a product designer and systems engineer, and it has been a nonstop idea-generating machine ever since.
Yeah, they've done a couple of things that I find really interesting there. Although there's, and I, when I've been talking to Scott Evans, I have given him a list of things that I would love for him to do. And, I later on when I'm talking to you offline, just because I don't want to give away trade secrets, I'm gonna give you some ideas that I'd like to see Scott do. He's considered it. I just want to see him actually do it. But,
sure. Yeah, they have an ongoing, and of course I can't talk too much about it, but they have an ongoing product testing program, product development. They put these concepts through the wringer, and when they launch something, and there's some fantastic stuff in the works right now that I'm really excited about towards the end of this year and into 2018 that are fantastic. They really consider the end users, the evolutions of their own products and their own designs. They are the first ones that want to change it, make it better, evolve it, not just the product, but the manufacturing technique to make it. It's pretty inspiring to work with them.
Did you have a nice complement of soft shell scorpions?
Oh, yes, I have a lot of those now. I really enjoy them.
Now I have some soft shell. The latest thing I've gotten from them is some soft shell scorpions, and I got a salter belt, which I haven't even tried out yet, but I'm going to get it tried out there. I still have a 1911. Holster that works with the Nighthawk, so I'll be putting that on one of their mules for the drop leg and everything else, and running that. And just the first chance I get, I've just got to get past this move and everything. But they also have they make Kydex that moves. Did you notice that? I mean, their Kydex products are the only ones making them the way they make them.
This is very true. They have developed a seriously innovative process to make Kydex as close to an injection molded product as is possible, as is anything that I've ever seen. They are able to do it with a level of consistency and precision that I've never seen from another mass manufactured Kydex house. And, it's a real compliment when someone picks up one of the holsters and goes, no, this was injection molded. Just kind of have to smile and go, no, actually it wasn't, but thank you. So that's pretty cool. And then we're seeing a lot more movement of injection molded components. And of course, they do so much of their own stuff in-house. And they OEM for a lot of places too, but they're doing, you know, almost every piece that you're seeing on there, they make themselves, and it's all made right here in the USA. And that's something that they take great pride in. Where a lot of components are outsourced, they've brought in the CNC machines to be able to make all their own metal fixtures and parts and pieces all right there in the shop.
Yeah.
And that's keeping good people employed.
What do you think of the Contact series?
Sorry, say that again?
Are you familiar with their Contact series, their chest rigs and their belts that they've come up with?
I'm really excited. Of course, I can't tell you too much, but I'm really excited about some of the belt opportunities that are kind of come out of G-Code. And, yes, I have an Assaulter's belt and rig, too. And I love mine because I don't need any keepers. The way that it's constructed, using it with their components, I don't need any additional, you know, starts and stops. I don't have to tape stuff into place. It's all built right into the belt itself. And I can move things over incrementally, but it all locks right into place. I love that. It makes my life so easy because I'm tiny. I don't have a lot to work with here. So I've got to be able to adjust these things and set it up for success as best possible.
Well, I mean, with the Assaulter belt, the reason I was so intrigued by the Assaulter belt, I think they probably saw a competitor. Well, not really a competitor. Most of the stuff that they put their mind to, they over-engineer it so far beyond what everybody's got out there. But it put me in mind of that belt company that makes the highly concealable belts, and the assaulter belt comes along and just sort of blows it away because everything on it is flexible and moves and will sort of conform to your body. So I'm very excited about having mine. I need to get out there and run around with it. I may have to like go get groceries in it or something.
That would definitely you'd make friends.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure people would like that quite a bit. When we come back, I just want to set you up for this. We're coming up off the break, but I mean, you have become in a lot of ways. You're on Trigger Time TV. I'm sure at the NRA meetup, I'm going to see a banner with your head hanging off of it or something. That always
absolutely.
That does that not creep you out or something to see your head hanging from the ceiling?
I think it's pretty cool, and my kids love it.
Okay.
That's the most important part. As long as they think mom's a ninja, I'm doing okay.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? That's mm-hmm. the thing. And you're a late bloomer in the shooting, aren't you? I mean, this isn't something you've been doing for a decade or so. You've come in, and I mean, you sort of...
That makes my life so easy because I'm tiny. I don't have a lot to work with here. So nice. I've got to be able to adjust these things and set it up for success as best possible.
Well, I mean, with the assaulter belt, the reason I was so intrigued by the assaulter belt, I think they probably saw a competitor. Well, not really a competitor. Most of the stuff that they put their mind to, they over-engineer it so far beyond what everybody's got out there. But it put me in mind of that belt company that makes the highly concealable belts, and the assaulter belt comes along and just sort of blows it away because everything on it is flexible and moves and will sort of conform to your body. So I'm very excited about having mine. I need to get out there and run around with it. I may have to like go get groceries in it or something.
That would definitely you'd make friends.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure people would like.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions. So I don't have to, which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. If you'd like to carry a gun that was maybe made by the same guy that made Tatiana's pistol, you can go on this podcast. Right below the description of her being on the show tonight will be a link for you to go and enter for a Nighthawk Predator 2. Free to enter. Go do it. Take a shot at it. You might like it. My guest this hour is Tatiana Whitlock. I'm being asked, Tatiana, are you and the Yeti getting ready to train, do any training in Ohio anytime soon?
He's actually on his way there right now for a shootout practice this weekend. And he was a little bummed out because the weather looks like it's going to be a little less than as lovely as it has been in Arkansas. But yes, there's been a lot of call for us to do training together, specifically surrounding couples or partners. There's a lot of husband and wife teams that are looking to learn how to become a team.
Right.
When they're out and about or when they're in their homes. And that's something that we're working on developing, this program for that. I can give you a little bit of a heads up. There will be some heavy emphasis on that in the upcoming season of Trick or Time TV. So we're putting the material out because, yes, there is a great demand.
Well, let's talk about Trick or Time TV. Are you the only female instructor they have?
I am. That would be Nick. Melissa Gilliland has been on the show in the past. Of course, she's an incredible precision rifle shooter. But at this moment, it's just me.
Well, now, let's think about this. A pistol fighter, okay, which is essentially what you train people to be, is sort of close up, whereas a precision shooter could be up on a hilltop somewhere in a Barca lounger with a nice cooler full of beer just taking a shot whenever it just strikes their fancy, right? I mean, for what you're what you're teaching people how to do is more reactive and more of a real world application than precision shooting is in the everyday mundane American life, right?
Yes, and absolutely. They are very different genres and very, very different machines. The application is very different. But you know, I have a I have a great appreciation for all things that are precision rifle. That is addicting. And I haven't dabbled into it too much because, it's definitely a passion that once you get hooked on, it can consume you. So for all of the precision rifle folks out there, I am amazed at what you do.
Well, I'm going to tell you, enjoy it while you can, because as you age and your eyes start to go bad, and when you start looking at RMRs as more, not, they're no longer an option, they're a need. Well, I think
I hear you.
I think you get what I'm saying. So
With
Trigger Time TV, for that has to be quite the adaptation, because most of the time. Steve Fisher has a background with Magpul Dynamics. Now he's got Sentinel Concepts. I mean, he is the prototypical dude trainer that is, all the guys, Mike Lamb that they have there and all these other guys, like Steve, they're just prototypical. And then you step in.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be a little bit of a shift on the programming content, isn't it?
It is. It's a big shift in the programming content. And it's simply because I have a different perspective. I've not been in law enforcement. I am not military. My background is fine art. But my pursuit of firearms has been literally, how am I going to do this and do this well? When it counts, you don't get a second chance. So how can I make sure that what I'm expecting that I can do to save my family or protect the people I care about, that I'm actually going to be able to pull that off? I'm not going to have backup. Most likely I'm going to be by myself. So it's just going to be me and my older parents and my little kids. And, I don't want to get it wrong. So the perspective that I bring to the show is one of, you're going to the grocery store or you're going to get a cup of coffee. The amount of travel that I do these days is a lot of hotels and weird new foreign spaces and environments you may never have been in before. So how do you apply those supposed situational awareness skills that everybody talks about? How can I teach that to people in a way that they're going to actually be able to absorb and use it without needing a Harvard degree?
That's the trick, though, isn't it? I mean, mindset is there are people that just have it natively, right? There's people that have just as an instinct, it's something you wake up. But there's a lot of people that you would try to teach this to, and until they're actually in that moment, they have no idea what you're talking about until they actually get in that moment. So that has to be the biggest challenge for any instructor out there. Is that what you're, how does that work with ladies?
The best tool that I have is visualization drills. And I've built a number of, we'll call them stories, that in order to get into the right frame of mind, and in order to bring your emotions to a place where you can familiarize yourself with handling the gun when you have got a little misty eye, because we've been talking about a scenario that perhaps involves your family or could involve your children with you, or that small twinge of what that panic might feel like. Can I operate the firearm when I have that emotion? Those visualization drills and those stories are a big part of what I use in the classes, and oftentimes it's a very centering, anchoring experience for folks. I don't care if you're a man or a woman. I have yet to have a student not go through those and not get a little misty-eyed. And, man, it brings it home. And that's the biggest thing that I can give you is, are you able to face the realities, not preparing for zombie apocalypse or Call of Duty, you can press pause at any time, but can you take the complete consequence of not acting in the moment when you need to? Do you have the ability to flip the switch? And can I give you that ability to find the switch when you need it, flip it, and then the tools to be able to do it right? That's the biggest thing. And, again, age, gender, and physical ability has nothing to do with it as much as it does your willingness to participate and learn and be prepared mentally and emotionally for what you're actually carrying a gun for.
Yeah, I will say this. I have noticed that ladies seem to assimilate with the curriculum of gun carrying a lot faster than guys do. Because, I show up there and I'm thinking that I'm Sonny Crockett or something. So I get up there, I've got all this tude going on instead of paying attention. And ladies, the other thing that I consider, though, is like the instincts of a woman, the maternal instincts of a woman or something, arousing that maternal instinct in a woman, and she's got a gun and she's been listening and training. That's going to turn out bad for somebody. Somebody's going to really regret their career choice in I don't know, however long it takes to clear a Nighthawk T4 from a holster, I guess, huh?
Yeah, it's not that long. Yep, that's a big thing. And, you know, again, there's buzzwords that are in this industry that make me a little crazy. You know, mindset is one of them. We talk about it a lot, but we don't give people the actual tools to functionally apply that. Same thing with situational awareness. We talk about it. You know, you can read an article or two, but have you trained those skill sets in at the range during a concealed carry exercise? Do you know how to do that? And folding all of that into a progressive skill building program, it's a lot of fun. And it's a real challenge. And it's a lot harder than you think, but once you get it, it's there, and that tool is there for you when you need to call upon it.
I'll tell you one day what I think the short route to developing that is, but we're not going to worry about that right now. Now, in about the next 60 days, Tatiana's universe is going to expand exponentially, and we can't talk about that right now, but, I mean, she and I are going to have a lot of things in common.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. It's going to be a wild ride for the rest of the year, Bill. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, it is. And if you want to come and catch us at the NRA meetup, Tatiana is going to be handling the spinner thing while me, Steve Fisher, and Gene Hickton play Twister on the floor. So that's coming up. Special surprise for you, Tatiana. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you for having me, Bill. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.